92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pinnell and Company.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me, we have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben from Cannell & Company. We also have Shelley from SWBC Mortgage. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Sounds good. So today we are going to discuss all things real estate, buying a home, financing, all of it.
Correct.
So where would you like to start?
Well, we pick different topics every month, and we bring in our guest speakers just to educate the public. Angela and I decided to do this show early on last year and started it out, and we've had some great guests already as we bring them in. But today's is one of my favorite. I use Shelley Isaacson for my thesaurus. Everything I need to know about lending, I run and I'm talking to Shelley. Hey, Shelley, how about this or how about that? And I've got it to give me the cliff notes and run past me. But Shelley Isaacson Smith is with SWBC Mortgage and just kind of my go-to for lending questions. Happy Thursday, Shelley.
Happy Thursday.
For being here.
Glad to be here.
Yes. I can tell you that Shelley has been instrumental in helping me understand the mortgage business for realtors and for buyers and sellers. And so we are grateful that she's here with us today. I'd like to go ahead and have Shelley introduce herself and talk a little bit, and then we're going to get going.
Well, good morning. I consider myself the grandma in mortgage lending. Been doing bits and pieces in all sections, from helping people for over 40 years, a mortgage loan officer, originator for over 30 years. And what does that mean? That means I meet a person and I help them figure out how to buy a house and get them ready and get them started. And SWBC is a 40-year-old company. And we are here very organized. Our staff is full service, and we close our loans on time, and we have people that will help you and answer your questions.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Shelley. So what are the key steps individuals should take to prepare to buy a property?
Well, initially, they really should connect with a lender and see what their credit report looks like, what their income options allow them to do, because those two items are going to determine your payment amount as well as your affordability on a purchase of a house and your loan program, et cetera.
Feels like you're saying get a budget before you go shopping.
Well, yes, that is pretty much a good idea.
Okay.
Absolutely. And know what you're spending now versus what you think you may be spending in the future.
Okay.
So does it matter what the interest rates are?
In the reality of things, it does not, because none of us have control over that. Mm-hmm. And with the many years that I've been in this business, I started with double digits and people bought houses. We did negative amortization and people bought houses. And you say, what is that? Well, that's where you don't even pay enough of your mortgage payment. So what you don't pay, we just add to the balance and you just owe more money. But you still own a house. And the key to the American dream is home ownership. It has to start somewhere.
So, Angela and I would like to think that it starts with us.
It does.
So in those factors that they consider up front, should down payment be one of those?
Down payment is definitely one. You need money in the bank. You need cash reserves. Our goal in lending is to try to spend as little as we can or as much as you want. You can get in programs at 100%, and a lot of people like to know that they have 20% because it just gives them more options. But the other key factor is being able to afford. So if you are paying $1,000 in rent and your mortgage is going to be $2,000, then you better be figuring out how to save that other $1,000 on a monthly basis to get you where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a misconception about what a first-time home buyer is. So could you clarify that definition?
Absolutely. A first-time home buyer, by definition of all loan programs that we offer, is you've not owned a home in the last 36 months, and that's 36 months to whatever month it is. So if you owned a home in 2021 in September, now next month you will be 36 months and we can buy a house and you can be considered a first-time home buyer and qualify for the various assistance programs that are out there.
What are the key benefits to first-time home buyer programs for individuals looking to buy a home?
The key factor is affordable interest rate and the down payment assistance and closing cost assistance. A lot of people realize they need a down payment or think they do, but they also need closing costs. And closing costs equal as much as a down payment in some situations.
Most times with FHA at 3.5, that's what I tell people to figure on is a 3.5 for closing costs.
That is correct.
Well, if, you know, we have a lot of military here, both active and retired. So are veterans eligible to be considered a first-time home buyer or not?
Actually, with all the loan programs in the market and in Florida, we consider a veteran a first-time home buyer all the time. They can own a home less than 36 months. We service our veterans. We believe in them taking care of us as they do, and therefore we take care of them.
Wow.
So their need's going to be closing costs.
Okay.
They don't need a down payment, but there's always closing costs. Somebody has to pay them.
You're always going to pay.
Nothing in life is free.
Well, no. I'd like to take a minute, and my name is Will Maben. I'm with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my phone number is 850-292-3165.
And I am Shelley Isaacson-Smith with SWBC Mortgage, and my phone number is 850-232-3224.
Fantastic. If you have questions after the show or need us to help you with the home buying process, please feel free to reach out to us. We are available for you.
And in the studio here, if you had any questions as well, feel free to text us, 850-437-1620, and we'll make sure your question gets answered.
Awesome. Happy Thursday, everybody. You want to go with the next question?
Yeah. So what can you explain about the current trends with the interest rate? What a buyer, any buyer, may anticipate in this last quarter of the year?
Well, all of the economic statistics and things that you listen to on the news, whichever news channel you may be listening to, they all say we're going to get lower and that the election has a lot to do with it. And then the election people want it not to have a key factor for that. And then you have the feds that have a conversation once a month and everybody freaks out. And they've supposed to have lowered the rates for the last 9-8 months, and they haven't done that yet. They just talk about it. They say they're going to do that this month. But what you need to realize in the mortgage world, it does affect where our rates are, but our rate is not based solely on that interest rate that the feds adjust. That's an overnight rate through the Federal Reserve and commercial banks.
And we've always, and I tell customers, you marry the house and date the interest rate. Because you can do refinancing, and oftentimes the lender will offer a discounted refinancing rate if it's within a certain number of months. Do you have that service that you offer, Shelley?
We do. We are also unique to most lenders in our market, and that is we are a servicing lender, and therefore they are going to make their mortgage payments to us unless they are getting a specialty program through the bond authorities of Florida. And so what does that mean? That means, yes, we can offer them special deals to work through their cost to close, readjustment of escrows, and all the things. And if we can go 0.5% lower or more, it's worth talking.
That's actually a good thing. We had a question come through on the text line here, and your comment about closings is kind of a good segue. So it says, why does closings take so long? And I think they may be asking about, you know, you have 30, 45 days for closings. Obviously, I think the lender probably needs that much time to pull the financing together. Is that part of it, maybe?
Well, it is. Depending on how prepped you are in advance, we can get a file ready from a credit standpoint up front. The docs are only good for 30, 60, 90, 120 days, depending on the document itself. And then you have the contract, which starts a time factor. Most of those are set for 30 days if the house is move-in ready and built. And it takes those 30 days because, of course, there are weekends in there. So you're really only talking maybe 20 business days, right. And sometimes you have a holiday.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of moving parts that a good agent just keeps rolling for
like
you.
Like inspections.
Inspections, too. Where I find our biggest weight is appraisals. Shelley can't say, hey, John does a great appraisal and let's send John. No, Shelley has to put it in and she takes a blind appraiser and they go out and they'll do the appraisal. We don't get to control that. That is way outside of our reach. So we're waiting, and unfortunately we are waiting on somebody else's schedule.
Right. We also, too, have insurance. If you're financing a deal, you're going to have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, Shelley can hold your hand through that process of trying to find the best insurance. And she would tell you that having a good insurance agent is vital.
I know when we moved to Florida, one of the things that surprised us, because, again, I'm from up north, was that we had to do a termite inspection. And so that was part of the inspection process. And, of course, you have to work with the company and get them in there and make sure it works with their schedule and your realtor's schedule, because you might not be in state yet. And like you said, that all contributes to it.
It does. And then, of course, they also have to make sure that you have the money. You have to have your credit checks. And nobody's going to give money if they can't verify where it's going, right, and how you're spending it. If you're out buying luxury vacations and not paying attention to buying homes, you're less likely to get a house. And I know this because currently I've got Shelley looking at my spending for a personal loan for myself.
Well, you just have to understand that everything you spend affects your outgo. You have an income and you have an outgo, and we only allow so much spending for that outgo. So the best way to start is understanding that. And we use gross income and we use percentage factors.
Shelly's great at her job.
So if you're interested in knowing what you can afford, you need to also understand your income. It is amazing. People do not understand their income. They know what's put in their bank account each month.
Well, can you give us some strategies how we can help a buyer?
Absolutely. A buyer needs to just look at their income, understand the full amount, because that's what is counted on. And then after that, you go to your monthly expenses. And the only monthly expenses that we as a lender consider are going to be what I call exhaustible debt. Student loans, credit cards, mortgage loans, car loans. Not utilities, not rent, electricity, cell phone bills, car insurance. Those things are the other 50%+ of your income. We can qualify people up to about 50% debt load. We try to keep the house payment under the 40% of your income. And then you just play with the numbers in between so that you don't have more house than you have food.
Food is nice.
So how does the size of the down payment impact the overall cost?
Well, your interest rates and your loan programs can dictate what the requirements are as far as the minimum goes. But the more you're able to put down, that can affect your rate to go down, because the risk factor for the lender is less. Mm-hmm. We're not in the business to own a house. We're in the business to help you buy a house. We want to make sure you can afford to pay for the house. We are not in the house owning business. Even if you put 50% down and 2 years from now you can't pay for it, we don't want your house. That's everybody else's thing. We want our money back. So it's affordability and knowing what to do.
So I have a buyer that doesn't quite qualify on their credit. Is there tips that you can give us to help improve them along the way to where we can maybe 6 months from now buy them a house?
Yeah. How long would it take to help improve a buyer?
The best thing to do is get your credit pulled. And yes, it is a hard pull. People ask about soft pulls and hard pulls. It's a hard pull. We pull from all three credit bureaus. It's Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. We pull in a mortgage score. You need to understand that mortgage scores have 60 different matrices depending on the type of reason you're pulling that credit. Our mortgage scores are typically lower than any other score that you can locate on your own personal self through your cell phones, etc. But they are a starting point. So it gives you an idea. If you're in the high 700 and 800s, then chances are I'm going to be there somewhere, but I'm probably lower. If you're in the low fives, I'm going to be somewhere, but probably lower. So then you find the key point. The key point on most lending is a minimum of 640 or better. We can do lending down to 580, but there's a reason you're there, so that doesn't make it very easy. 640 is key for most loan programs, especially for the first-time homebuyer programs, to get down payment assistance. The higher your score, the better your interest rate. All loan programs are driven by loan-to-value and your credit scores.
Angela Sherrill and Will Maben from Cannell & Company are our guests on Pep Talk today. We also have Shelley from SWBC Mortgage in the studio with us. If you have any questions for our guests today, 850-437-1620 comes through on the text line, and we'll make sure your questions get answered. Will, where did you want to go next?
Are there any tips that you can give buyers saving for down payments, maybe savings tips? This economy's rough. It's hard to find a place to save money.
It is, but you do have to set your priorities, and you have to decide that driving through Starbucks every day is not the priority if you're going to buy a house. Because believe it or not, that $5 and $7 adds up over a course of time in 30 days, et cetera. So with that being said, as I said earlier, if your rent is like $1,000, which rents now are equal to or more than some mortgage payments, but there are some people out there in the lower price points. So if you're at $1,000, I'm not going to do a mortgage typically, unfortunately, for anybody for less than about $1,800, $2,000, $2,200. So you need to be saving the difference. You need to be putting money in the bank, just paying yourself what you think you want so that you can buy the house that you want, so that you are not cash poor and in payment shock and all the parts that come with that. If you're going to go live with mom to get ready, then you better be putting $1,000, $2,000 a month in the bank. If mom's letting you live there for free, then you should have every opportunity to save money, get with a lender, learn what your credit needs, get it fixed. That can take 30 days. That can take a year. It just all depends on what's causing the hiccups in your credit.
Okay.
Wow.
That's powerful, yeah. And she's right. Starbucks is not hurting for a house, are they?
Well, I know that last month, Will gave a tip about paying your mortgage down. So once you've obtained your mortgage, can you tell a home buyer about how they can, shred the life of their mortgage quicker?
Well, one mathematical statistic that does hold true forever, and that is if you pay one extra mortgage payment a year, whether you pay that one payment when you get your tax refund, if you pay that one payment divided by 12 and 12 increments added to your monthly payment that you're obligated to pay already, that shrinks the life somewhere between 6 and 7 years. It's not an exact number of months because it is also based on how you pay it. Because when you make a payment, your payment is based on that principal balance. But when you reduce that principal balance, then the next month the interest is going to be less. Therefore, more is going to go to principal. So if you're paying more, the principal is going down, you're paying less on the interest.
And that's the object.
And that is the object. Round up. I've always rounded up. Whatever they change my payment to, I go up to the next
100. I stay on the system of divide your payment by 12, add that to each month, and you start seeing instant savings.
Right.
Well, you won't see instant savings, but you're gaining lots of equity in your property.
All right. Well, let's say you've had a mortgage for 5 years and you didn't understand or you didn't hear that little tip. Is it too late to start doing that?
It's never too late because it takes 30 years on if you just pay one payment at a time for 360 months. That's right. 30 years.
Right. Wow.
And then if you refinance because you get a better rate or you want to take advantage of your equity to pay off the credit cards that have the double-digit interest rates, then you're starting all over. You don't have to start all over, but you start all over. So you've just got to make sure you understand the balance of where you're putting your money and spending it.
Right. Well, can you explain the application process for a home buyer?
It's pretty tedious.
I'm not quite so sure about that. When you're speaking with your proposed lender, we all now have online applications. Not everybody likes an online application. And our online application works from a cell phone to an iPad to a laptop to a PC on your desk. Or if you want to deal with a seasoned lender such as myself, I will take your loan application over the phone. It's a great way to learn about each other in conversation. It's an old-fashioned way. I get in trouble sometimes at the office simply because, yes, I have been known to take a loan application on the back of a business card or a napkin, but there are key elements that you need to know, we need to know as the lender, to get you started. And once we get you started, questions are led to more questions based on the documents that are collected.
Does SWBC have a website where people can go to see the application, maybe fill it out electronically? Is that an option?
That is absolutely the online application. Each loan officer has their own site, but it is also directed straight with SWBCmortgage.com.
And you can contact myself or Angela Sherrill, and we could just send you a link to Shelley's application.
Yes. My personal site for application is isaacsonteam.com.
Nice. And Cannell & Company has a website as well, and it's buysellcannell.com.
Buysellcannell.com.
And they, as well as us, are on Facebook under those same key points, keywords.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165. And we're here with Shelley Isaacson from SWBC Mortgage.
And my phone number is 850-232-3224.
We hope to hear from you soon. Shelley, anything else you can tell us about mortgage that we didn't ask?
No, just know that if you have credit issues, they're not going to fix themselves. Time can fix a lot of things, but you need to know what caused the challenge that you have. There's a lot of medical laws that have changed or that, so that helps with it. So if you have medical issues that create bad credit scores, we work with you on that, and we try not to hold that against you. But again, your credit score, if it's low, is not going to fix itself. And the last but not least is you have to use credit. I love all the biblical, all the things that talk about don't use credit, pay cash. But if you don't use credit responsibly, you will lose your scores. And I've had people that paid off and closed all of their accounts, and 3 months later, they didn't exist in the credit bureau world.
So I do have another question for you. What costs are associated with refinancing? Do you have to pay closing costs again?
Closing costs occur on either transaction, purchase or a refinance. Everybody wants a piece of the pie. The parts that you cannot negate are going to be your government. We in Florida do not pay state income tax, so how do they collect some of the money? They collect it by people borrowing money. It's paid through the doc stamps and tangible tax based on the mortgage amount, or if there is a purchase transaction, then there's also doc stamps based on the sales price. Those are all fees paid to the state, recording fees. All loans in the state of Florida need a survey. Whether it's a lender requirement or a title requirement, they go hand in hand because the title agency is going to issue title insurance based on the boundaries of that property. They have to know the boundaries of the property to give proper insurance and endorsements so they know there are no encroachments and they are ensuring the four corners, be it a four-cornered piece of property or meets and bounds. Then you have appraisals. All properties require some sort of an appraisal. There are situations where an appraisal could be waived, but we still have to consider value. So it is a possibility. There's a cost for that. And then you have some lender fees where we all have to work with because everybody gets a paycheck. You have escrows, which are separate from closing costs, but they're still inclusive. You need to understand that they are a constant part of the cost to close because we have to have insurance. People ask me, will I mortgage a piece of property? And my first question to them is going to be, can you get insurance? So those are costs that occur, refinance or purchase.
Okay. If a home buyer is interested in buying a home, but they know that there's certain things that need to happen, for example, like a new roof, and that's not necessarily covered by the mortgage itself, is that something that they can navigate with a company like yours in terms of like getting an additional loan or anything like that?
Well, we don't loan extra money. We do have renovation loans separate from the regular just 30-year purchase mortgage. There's also 30-year mortgages, but we add extra money to the loan and the acquisition price of the property to cover those repairs, which could be a roof, could be heating and air, could be minor improvements. There's lots of ways to do a construction phase of that. Or you can coordinate with your realtors. At Cannell & Company, we have worked with many a customer where the roof is put on the week before closing. Or we do a side escrow and the roof is put on the week after closing.
Sounds good. You've been listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back with more right after this.
Therese Crowley. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a Fox News exclusive, says, unfortunately, no, a ceasefire with Hamas is not near, charging Hamas has consistently refused a deal and now executed six hostages.
They just want us out of Gaza so they can retake Gaza and do as they vow to do the November 7th massacre. Again, the butchery. Again and again and again.
14-year-old Colt Gray will be tried as an adult for the Appalachian High School shooting Wednesday that killed two classmates and two math teachers in Georgia. The FBI interviewed the boy at age 13 when he denied making an online threat. D.C. federal judge revisiting the election interference case against former President Trump, who pleads not guilty in the updated indictment from special counsel Jack Smith. Hunter Biden arrived in court in L.A. today for jury selection on his tax trial. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 1031 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 78 degrees in Pensacola. Governor Ron DeSantis speaking about being a father at the Children and Family Summit. It happened yesterday in Orlando.
Our Fatherhood Initiative, we now have 30 different groups, community groups, that are involved in promoting the importance of fatherhood, helping fathers, and providing resources where appropriate.
Governor DeSantis says all evidence shows that kids just do better when they have a father in the home. He and First Lady Casey DeSantis also talked about Hope Florida, which he says connects the public and private sectors to help Floridians that are in need. Bad debt for Escambia County's EMS service is on the agenda tonight for the Board of County Commissioners. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says they try to collect the debt for about 12 months, but it doesn't really get written off, but rather sent to a debt collection service. He says EMS services cannot be denied for people that don't pay up.
And I'm not going to sit there and put your name on a list, and when we pull up to your yard, we look at the list and go, oh, I'm sorry, you haven't paid
right.
in the last 12 months, so we can't provide you service. No, sir. We still provide the service. So you're absolutely right on that. It's just one of those unfortunate things as part of the business. It's the ugly side of the business that we don't get the money collected in, but it's something that has to be done. It gives us monetary, so it has to go to the board for approval because it is money and it's out there. It's something that we do annually.
Gilmore on Pensacola's Morning News here just a few hours ago. He says there's about $10 million in bad debt this year that's set to be sent off to collections if that's approved by the commissioners. He said that's roughly the same as last year and also pretty close to the national average. Well, if you're making minimum wage, good news headed for you. Florida's minimum wage rising later this month. The state's minimum wage right now at $12 an hour for non-tipped employees, $8.98 for tipped employees. The new minimum wage will be $13 an hour for non-tipped employees, $9.98 for tipped employees. Taking a look at our forecast, we are in for cloudy skies and some rainy conditions here for the next day or two. It's cloudy and 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. And today's market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Abbott Laboratories have announced its over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor, Lingo, is available in the U.S. Lingo can be purchased without a prescription, and it is intended for adults who do not take insulin that want to improve their overall health and wellness. Users can buy one sensor online for $49, two sensors for $89, or six sensors for $249. Ford Motors' U.S. vehicle sales jumped by more than 13% last month, led by increases in the company's F-Series trucks and hybrid models. The Detroit automaker reported nearly 183,000 vehicles in August, and this includes a 12% increase in trucks and a roughly 50% jump in hybrid vehicles compared to a year earlier. Stocks are mixed. Dow Industrials down by 253, the NASDAQ up by 33, the S&P 500 down by 18. Once again, stocks are mixed. That's your money now.
10:35 right now, your next news at 11 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Coming up tonight, you can hear the UWF Argo football game at 6 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. This is the Argonauts home opener right here on News Radio 92.3. And then beginning September 21st, catch all of their games home and away on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. UWF Argo football is presented by Panair Credit Union, Bogies Golf Suites, and ECUA.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any questions for our guest today, 850-437-1620. In the studio, we have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben from Canal & Company. Also joining us today is Shelley from SWBC Mortgage. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. My name's Will Maben with Canal & Company Realty. You can reach me direct at 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and you can reach me directly at 850-292-3165.
And Shelley Isaacson, 850-232-3224.
So, Shelley, I do have a few more questions for you. There's been a new trend. Well, I say new trend. It's probably not new. It's just reoccurring with the interest rates being higher of buying down the interest rates. Can you tell us about that? And at what point is it not worth buying down the interest rate?
Well, there are two forms of a buy down. There is a temporary buy down and there is a permanent buy down. The temporary buy down is where you have a rate, we'll use for instance 6.5, and your seller is willing to buy a temporary buy down, which would be 2% is the typical. So you would start your first year as a buyer with a 4.5 rate, the second year a 5.5 rate, and the third year 6.5 and on. But we as a lender are still earning our 6.5 because that seller has contributed the money, typically about 2.4% of the loan amount or sales price, depending on the size of the transaction. And that is used to make those payments and put into an escrow account. And that's required to be paid by a seller. But it helps a buyer get started in the move. A lot of builder construction companies do that in incentives to sell the property. Then there is a permanent buy down. And so you can actually buy the interest rate down with points. There is not an exact formula for that anymore, the way money is traded on Wall Street. I tell people money's bought and sold by bonds and on the stock market. But you could have a 6.5 rate and possibly pay 1 to 2 points and buy your rate down into the fives. And we just figure that out for you. And sometimes that alone will make the difference. The two factors on that, if you permanently buy it down, then you qualify and everything is based on the lower rate because that's the rate you get for 30 years. If it's a temporary buy down, you're going to qualify and afford the highest rate because that is the rate for the remaining life of the loan. You just get a little bit of a discount for 2 years.
Can you explain, can you kind of clarify when you say points?
Yeah.
Points are a percentage. The government considers them to be prepaid interest, so they're included in that APR calculation that you're given. Everybody doesn't understand that, you know, my interest rate is 6.5, but my APR might be 6.83. Well, the differential between those two are any fees and charges that may be charged that the government thinks of as prepaid interest. It's money paid up front in order to acquire the loan. And therefore, it's mathematically figured in through the life of the loan to determine an annual percentage rate. But a 1% would be 1% of the loan.
Okay, the 1 point is 1%. Okay, so next question is, I buy down my rate, and 3 years later, the interest rate finally goes down like they've been promising all this time. Would I just have lost that money?
If you permanently bought it down, In other words, it was a 6.5 rate, but you went in at a note rate with a discount point paid, then there is the money's gone. You've spent it up front. It went into the loan as if you'd paid extra interest in order to have that permanent lower rate and qualified in earnings. If it's a temporary buy down, say the 2.5% that's paid in, so we'll use the figure of $10,000. Well, if you've only used 1 year of it and the second year or part of that is still looming out there, then you will get that as a credit in your payoff because that money is your money. It is given to you by the seller and it is put into an escrow account to help offset the payment each year as the rate payment changes till you get to the fixed rate on the note.
Okay, and the reason for buying down is usually to get our payments to where they're livable.
Correct. People live on the demise and hope that we're all going to get a raise next year. You know, the Social Security, the government, they hopefully give them at least their little 3% or 5% or whatever they do each year. So if I can start at a lower payment this year and I'm going to get a raise for my job next year and then me going up a little bit, then it makes the affordability of that house easier for me to manage so that I can afford the price of the house in the end easier.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, okay. So say you do the temporary and in 3 years, rates have stayed relatively the same, mm-hmm. but you suffer a job loss mm-hmm. and you get behind. Mm-hmm. How does a lender and a realtor, how can we help those people?
Well, don't ignore it. And there are people that do. We call those the ostriches that put their head in the sand, so to speak. But talk to your lender first and foremost as to what's going on because different lenders will help you with different things. We don't defer payments, but we have deferred payments. You've got to talk to the lender.
There's options.
There are lots of options. And foreclosure can start at the end of 30 days, and that is what your note says in 30 days. If your payment's not paid, the lender can call your note. There is a process there, so it's not like they're going to show up at your doorstep in 30 days. But you need to be planning. VA veterans with the VA, VA will help you. They will help you figure out a way to work through it. They will give you short sales. Your lender may give you a short sale. We have had declining markets of value at different intervals of our processes through life with rates and et cetera. And therefore, the lenders will allow for what's called a short sale. But you have to communicate with your lender, and then you do need to make, as I say, make friends with an experienced realtor that can help you with that. Sell that house. There's equity there. There's a way to get out of it that's much better than having a foreclosure.
The hope is that you're calling us before you start getting into that. You start seeing it, and it takes time to get into that situation. So you start feeling it. You know that you're falling behind each month. Give us a call. We might be able to help you sell that house and move you into something more manageable.
Right. Will, what's your number?
Oh, Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
Shelley, what's yours?
850-232-3224.
And mine, Angela Sherrill, is 850-292-3165.
And if you have any questions for our Pep Talk guests, 850-437-1620. That'll put you through to the text line, and we will pass the question along.
Shelley, thank you for being with us today.
Yes, thank you.
So, Angela, how's life in the real estate world?
Well, you know, I'm sorry that Shelley is not here to help us with this question, but I am listing a townhome. And so I'm real excited about that. You know, townhomes and condos, there are new laws for condos. And so as most people know, a condo has an association. Some townhomes also have an association. And so just when you think you can afford the mortgage for a townhome or a condo, you have to be careful about your association fees.
And special assessments.
Another reason why it's important that you have a good relationship with an experienced lender and also with experienced realtors.
We have the contacts out there. Angela and I also have a listing together that we're working on, and What a beautiful property it is on Noriega Lane. You want to tell them about it?
Yes. It overlooks Escambia Bay, and I've been told that it's one of the best redfish speckled trout areas.
Oh, those are fishing tails.
Yes, they're fishing tails.
We're doing real estate tails.
Yeah.
This property is at the end of a private road. It goes down to the shoreline of Pensacola Bay. It's a 5-5 without using the ground floor. The ground floor could be the ultimate party place.
Yes.
It has decking, and if you haven't had a chance to see it, you can see it on any of the...
on Zillow. You can see it on the Cannell & Company website, the buysellcannell.com website, and just go to either Will Maben or to Angela Sherrill, and it will come up.
And we're happy to show you that property at any time.
Yes. It was a wonderful family home for our client, and... they thoroughly enjoyed it. I think Will told you about the ground floor area, which there's an elevator that goes from the ground floor all the way up to the second living level.
Which would be the third floor.
Yeah, which would be the third floor. And the ground level has wonderful storage. It housed a playroom. You can roller skate in there. I mean, there are all kinds of fun things that you can do on that for lack of a better word, basement level.
So there's this whole new buyer broker compensation agreements and lawsuits, and we've been dealing with a lot of stuff. We are required to stay educated on the current events in the real estate market. We're about 3 weeks into this being full. It is a rule. We are responsible. How's it going for you, Angela?
It's going pretty well. I think that, you know, Cannell & Company has done a very good job of educating us, at least I feel like it, ever since I've been a part of the company, and I think they have done so since you joined us, Will. You know, our transactions have always been transparent, and we have tried to educate sellers and buyers that everything within a transaction, for the most part, is negotiable. And that's a terrific word. And I would tell you that as a buyer, you need to ask. And as a seller, you need to expect that things are negotiable. When you have a realtor that uses superlatives, you need to be careful. Because those superlatives can get you in trouble.
Right. So we have been dealing with this, and this isn't new for us. So when it come down, we were ready to go. Right. I've got to thank our Cannell & Company office for making sure we were educated and able to move forward. Our trainers did a fantastic job there. Shout out to Cannell & Company. Thank you so much. You can visit us at buysellcannell.com. And you can also find Angela and my profile there with all of our podcasts from previous shows under our bios.
We do have another question for you. Might have been a question for Shelley. Unfortunately, she had to leave the studio. But the question is, I owe less than $40,000 on my house. I need a new HVAC and a roof. Would it be wise to refinance?
Ooh, well, as far as wise goes, I can't say that. What I could say is you owe $40,000, you might consider just doing a HELOC on your house. It's a little bit higher interest, but it also makes cash available when you need it. It turns your house into a savings account, essentially, to where it gives you a slush fund.
Right. It's based on the equity in your house, and they will need an appraisal, whoever you're going to, your lender. And that's how you would free up some of the cash. I think, part of the equation is also figuring out, are you, two things. Is your insurance going to require that you replace the roof? And are they going to also require that you replace your air conditioning?
And while you're doing that, you might want to look at the water heater.
Right. You know, generally the roof and the water heater and the HVAC are huge components that no one likes to pay for, even the homeowner. But if your house becomes uninsurable, it makes it very difficult for a buyer. You shrink the buyer pool, because if a buyer can't get a mortgage and the mortgage has to have insurance, then, like I say, you cannot... You've shrunk your pool, because a lot of first-time home buyers, most first-time home buyers, they have to have a mortgage.
And when you're talking about refinancing, again, like Shelley said, everybody has their hand out. Everybody is going to make money. Then you need to think, okay, what's my house worth? I only owe $40,000 on it, but what's my house worth? And that's the number that you're going to be paying, about 3.5% of closing costs for a refinance. Whereas it will be a little cheaper to set up the HELOC.
Right.
And
there are deals for HELOCs too.
Absolutely. And then you're not actually going through a whole closing process. You're just tapping into that equity that you've worked hard for and earned. And congratulations on that, by the way.
Right.
But if I can help you more on that, or Angela could help, my phone number is 850-261-7020. I will be glad to point you in the right direction.
Right. And my number, Angela Sherrill, is 850-292-3165.
And the Pep Talk line is 850-437-1620 if you'd like to text us your questions. So is right now the market conditions, is it a good time to buy and sell?
No.
It's never a bad time.
That's a relative statement. So here's what I'm seeing. I saw a lot of buyers get pushed out of the market when the interest rates went up. What it meant is that with their debt to income, they couldn't afford the payments on the house because the interest rates are higher. Now, I've got all of those buyers waiting in the wings. If the interest rate drops, we're going to have a push on the current inventory that we have in place, because all of these people who have decided to wait until there's better interest rates are going to re-enter the market.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, I think it's great and you should always go home ownership, but the problem with that is going to be, once we have a flood of buyers, then all of a sudden our inventory on the market starts shrinking. Anytime that there's less product, the prices go up.
Right.
So one more time, and I said it earlier, you're married to the house, not the interest rate. Right. You could always refinance if you find a house today before you start seeing everybody in the market and you're competing and they're getting multiple offers on the same house. It may be better to go ahead and get in, get your offer, get the price that you can on the house today, and plan a refinance, and kind of like Shelley said, just do a temporary buy down if that's what you need, and then even use that as a credit later. Right. What do you think, Angela?
Well, I think too that, you know, the idea that you're married to the house and you date the interest rate is you need to do that. Seriously consider doing that. The thing about the interest rate that buyers, regret not taking advantage of those interest rates. The interest rates help you. There's a sense of, I'm getting more house for my money. And although that is true, ultimately you need to figure out what the mortgage payment is, no matter what the interest rate is. What can you afford? And sometimes you have to buy less house until you can afford more. And, you know, Will and I are here to help you, Shelley, as well.
And Shelley actually gave us the formula earlier, if you heard. What you do is you take your monthly income and multiply that by 40%. Whatever that number is what you can afford monthly on a a mortgage payment.
Right.
So that gives you a good idea. Now, it will not replace talking to Shelley, myself, on actually getting the advice forward, but it right. gives you a good idea of what you can afford when you're going out there. Now, I also know that I've been working with a lot of new builds and a lot of customers looking to get into these new builds. And in some cases, they're offering as low as 2.99 interest right now.
Right.
Contact me and I'll tell you how. My name's Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my number is 850-292-3165. And on those new builds, essentially, you might say, wow, I can't afford that. Well, yes, you can, because they're different programs. There's temporary buy-downs. There are permanent buy-downs. Your insurance rate is much cheaper.
I can talk about that for
yeah.
sure.
So you know, all is not lost, and the HELOC is a great way to go if you've been in your house for a little while and want to make some improvements and don't think you can afford the cash outright to be able to make those improvements. A HELOC is a great way to go
for sellers. Where's a good place in their house to make investments? I know we've mentioned the roof, we've mentioned the water heater. Where else?
The HVAC, and I can't say enough about curb appeal.
Curb appeal. When they drive up to the house, if it looks bad, if it is unkept, people decide at the street whether or not they want the house. And then if they've decided, and I can't, it smells. You know, if there's a random smell in the house, I can't tell you how many times I have had a buyer move from placing furniture to looking for what's wrong.
Yeah.
And so you got to make sure that, one, it's visually appealing. Two, it's got a good, pleasant smell when you walk in the door. That pleasant smell keeps them focusing on, would my couch fit over here, as opposed to what's wrong and what is that I smell over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And so it changes the whole, and it happens in a split second.
Right.
From somebody going from placing furniture to looking for what's wrong. So that's one of the biggest things I can say as...
And we're not talking about, you know, landscaping that you would see that is, you know, exotic, or it's just keeping it maintained, keeping it mowed, keeping it edged, blowing your sidewalk, blowing your driveway, you know, just being neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm. Bake some cookies, bake some bread to help with the smell
that.
Issue.
The smell issue, it's usually leaves are piled up at the front door and it has a mildew smell or something as simple as that. But then they smell that mildew smell and then they walk right through the door. And that's the only thing that they're smelling right now. And they're thinking about nothing else but that.
Right.
So then they're looking around for where's the big mold spot in this. It's not there. It was leaves piled up at the front door, or similar things to that. Spider webs. Nobody likes walking through spider webs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fast thing. And I find myself, if I'm going to a house that is unkept, I'm kind of walking with the tomahawk chop just to make sure I don't get it in my face. It sounds like we're wrapping up.
We are. Yep.
One more time, I'd like to say my name's Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. Thank you for joining us today. Phone number is 850-261-7020.
And thank you for joining us too, Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on Pep Talk.